Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm the man with the mic, your host, Kyle. We got a wonderful program for you today. This week on the conversation, this Thursday edition, they said the Farmer's Almanac is going to be very cold, and I think that's because hell is freezing over, because I'm still in shock that the Cubs won the World Series. I couldn't really sleep last night. Holy cow. Also, the FBI sources say the agency is moving towards an indictment for Hillary Clinton. What does that mean for her candidacy? Also, what's going to happen to all these people that, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada? Well, I think if that happens, they should get their citizenship revoked if they're, you know. I don't support the way this country is trying to become a socialist utopia, but I'm not going to burn the flag or say I'm moving to Mexico or Canada or whatever. I'm going to fight for my freedom. Also, some good news out of a KFC. And also good news out of Texas. As an elementary school teacher gets a phone call from a very wonderful guy. Met him a couple times. He's wonderful. Very personal. Also, some news out of Florida, our Broward County, which has Fort Lauderdale, where they are claiming, once again, more episodes of voter fraud. Also, how did Manchester United fare in the Europa League today? I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. Kind of bear with me. I think I'm getting sick again. So tomorrow I might be going back and get more antibiotics. Hopefully not. I want to get something. I don't know. I don't think they work that well. Probably because I've been on them too long. But I just want to do this because this always helps me. The encouraging word of the day, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing the Lord. Let us shout joyful to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. Think about that as you're kind of going through day to day, because I've been needing him a lot. Yeah, I was off Tuesday. I went back to Michigan to see family, and it was a good time. I see a bunch of cousins and my mother and father-in-law. Great, great people. And, of course, I told my wife, I'm like, I got to have that gravy that her mom does and put it on the eggs and with the toast and everything. And her mom made it. She's an amazing cook, but you know, she was like my grandma. She was when you had to cook, when there was no TV dinner and you had to know how to do stuff. And she's very, like my grandma, grew up in an age where, you know, you took the pie crust that was left over, you rolled it out, cinnamon and sugar, and there you go. And you made, that's what, you ate all the scraps. You didn't throw away nothing. But it was a good time, you know. Sort of, when you got to drive 5 hours there, you know, after work, and then you spend a day and a half and drive back, and then when we got back about 4:30 yesterday, and then I had to rest up for a little bit before I had to go to darts. Yeah, I don't know if anyone out there that listens plays darts. I've been playing darts for years and years, and when you play in leagues, they'll have handicaps. And sometimes they can be helpful, sometimes they can't be. And what we mean by handicaps is if you're playing like 501, let's say, and 501 is where you have 501 points and you have to get down to zero. And you can play it where you do like double in, double out, where you have to hit like a double number to get in and then a double number to get out. So like if you're down to 20, you have to hit a double 10 to get out if you play double. And we don't do that. And like, there's times where, because of the handicap, I'll play, because I'm pretty good, I'll play people, and they'll be at, like, a 320 to start, and I'll be a 501. And if they get lucky and hit like a bullseye, you know, they can be down into the 200s before I even throw my first dart. And so it's just one of those things, you know. So it was good time off, and couldn't go to sleep really last night because I was watching the game, and I'm like, wow, I'm just still on cloud nine. I'm a Tigers fan, diehard Tigers fan, and I never would have thought I'd see the day that the Cubs would win the World Series. Never. And they did. And I can just see Harry Carey smiling, looking down, smiling, going, yeah. You know? I wonder how old he'd be if he was alive today. You wonder. I wonder. Wow. Just, I mean, it's like, you know, you'll be able to tell your kids, where were you when the Cubs won the World Series? Because I think the last time they won, residents in Indiana were paying 16 cents for a gallon of milk. Talk about inflation. 16 cents for a gallon of milk. Wish I could get a gallon of milk for that price now. I drink soy milk, but, you know, just, it's just amazing, you know. The country needed it right now. And I was joking to someone. I'm like, yeah, they did this. Yeah, Hillary Clinton gave the Cleveland Indians millions of dollars to pay them off. That way, if the Cubs win the World Series, they'd keep their eyes on that for a while instead of her email scandal. Nah, just kidding. They were both two great teams. I've watched the Indians play many times because I get the MLB Network, so I watch the Tigers. That's how I can watch my Tigers all the time. And every once in a while, I'll flip on another game, and I got to see them play the Tigers a lot, and they're just an amazing team. And it was just an amazing World Series in general. I mean, Game 7, overtime. Wow. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. I mean, being a baseball fan, it's amazing how many people have said, like, you're a Cubs fan? Wow. I'm not, but I wanted them to win. So, and I want to get into this because this is a great story. This lady went to the game 6 in Cleveland without a ticket, hoping maybe somehow she could get one or scrounge one up or something. And she saw Bill Murray getting ready to go into the stadium, and she walked over and, hey, Bill, how you doing? Pulled out a ticket and gave it to her. Complete stranger, this lady. She got to sit near Bill Murray, Eddie Vedder, Al Roker. Incredible. And got to spend the whole game. That would have been so cool. Of course, me and my wife last night, like, well, what, you know, like, if that, it's like one guy had a ticket and he gave it to me, and Melissa goes, I wouldn't take the ticket, but you'd just be like, all right, see you later, honey, I'm going in. I don't know, what would you do if somebody, like, at the World Series and some guy hands, like, a ticket to your wife? Do you have her go in and you don't, or vice versa? Or do you not use the ticket at all if you only had one? I don't know. Because I'd feel bad if I didn't use it, but then I'd, okay, we're going to sell the thing. Nah, I don't know what I'd do. That'd be a hard decision because it'd be hard to give the ticket away, but then at the same time, you go and you're, I mean, if your wife truly said you have a great time, you're a baseball fan, probably more than I am, so. Wow. But though the Cubs won, you can't get past the fact that the FBI is likely to file an indictment against Hillary Clinton and basically for the foundation. I guess they've kind of kept it under wraps, but they have been following and investigating this foundation very, very, very closely. And I guess their intent is, hey, you know, if she knows about it, she's going to put an end to it. And they want to make sure that, hey, they've got enough stuff to go through with it. I used to be a real big fan of Glenn Beck, and now I don't know about him anymore. But nonetheless, he said that even, let's say Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, she won't last. She's going to be impeached faster than anybody. And that's why she has Tim Kaine, because he's going to be just like she is. She's going to keep that agenda going. And that agenda is going to be funny, because I guess Tim Kaine said that they've talked about in Obamacare, they're going to put a thing in there to help gun addiction. Boy, are they going to lose their butt on Ted Nugent. Man, that boy has a gun addiction. Woo! Gun kind of addiction, really? That's, I don't get it. All right, folks. Can I help you through? Yes, I might have a gun addiction. Hi, my name's Kyle. Welcome to, this is Gun Addiction Anonymous. It's been about 3 days since I bought another gun. I mean, seriously, gun addiction is going to be in Obamacare. Won't they just have like a fast food addiction? I mean, come on. I don't get it. I don't. Some of these things, but when you look them up, they're real. They're not like BS. You know, I mean, it's, I don't get it. But then think about it like this. Marijuana is a Schedule I drug, aka cannabis. But you can get cocaine as a Schedule II drug, which means it has medical value. I don't get it, but I mean, will they really actually follow through and indict Hillary Clinton and go after her? I hope so. I hope so, but I don't know if I put money on it, but I'd love to see it. You know? I'd love to see it. I mean, something needs to be done. I do feel that there's a lot of people, majority of America, that said when she didn't get, when she was basically, you know, when they basically let her off the hook the first time, people are like, wait a minute here, what's going on? What's going on? And there's a lot of distrust with the FBI. And they've got to do something. Even if they do a, and my wife thinks they do a super complete investigation and say, we didn't find anything. No, we actually did our job. You know, and I think unless they indict her or do something to her, I'm not going to have faith in the FBI, because I know she's done illegal stuff and she needs to pay for it, just like anyone else. Well, this is kind of interesting. You wonder what's going to happen. I talked about this at the very beginning of the hour. To all these people that if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Well, go. Then what are you doing here now? Why don't you just move to North Korea? You know, the government takes care of you. Everything they have, they give thanks to the dear leader for. So why don't you move there? You know, if you think the government's so great, you know, look at what the government of North Korea provides. Because I said that to somebody one time, and they're like, why don't you move to North Korea? I'm like, well, I'm not the one that said I'm going to leave if Trump gets elected. If Hillary gets elected, I'm going to fight for this country. I mean, no one's going to her rally, so if she wins, you can't tell me it wasn't rigged. When you have a rally for Tim Kaine in Florida that got like 30 people, when no one's really going to the rallies or going to any of their things, and, you know, if she would win the election, something had to have been up. I mean, we already know that there's voter fraud. There's videos. There's people that have videotaped their voting machine where they're trying to vote. And I'm thanking God that at least that's it. That we know of. That at least they're able to catch it. And it's not like they vote Trump and then once it gets sent, then it flips it. It's showing it up on the screen that they're trying to vote for the one. And so at least when they're trying to vote for the Republican, it shows the Democrat coming up. And if they call it a glitch, I say, well, then I want you to take and try to get that Republican. If it's human error or whatever, go ahead. You try to get it to work. I mean, there's already been a guy on Facebook that's bragged how many times he's voted, like 3 or 4 times. It's illegal to vote more than once. I hope whoever that is getting in trouble. I doubt it. If it was a Trump supporter saying that, oh, that he had voted more than once, you would never hear the end of it on social media, on like MSNBC sites and CNN sites on social media like Facebook. They'd be all over that on TV. But since it's a Democrat, they won't talk about it. They'll just mock us and say we're retarded for believing the election's rigged, which we know it's not. Well, in Florida, in Broward County, which includes Fort Lauderdale, there have been alleged that officials there have opened tens of thousands of votes by mail ballots prior to them being cleared for counting. They've had some where I saw a video one time where they showed people that were taking a bunch of ballots of people that they know hadn't voted yet or weren't going to be voting, and they filled out ballots in their name for who they wanted to have win the thing, and they stuffed them in the thing so when they shipped them off, they had all these people that voted for more than likely Hillary Clinton, and they didn't even vote. And like I said last time, like last Thursday, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is a ethical issue. You may not agree with Trump, but a person that wants Trump as president should have his voice heard. I would never take and, oh, they voted for Hillary Clinton, and throw it in the garbage. I might laugh at them, but I'm not going to sit there and take them and throw them away or try to keep their vote from counting. I would want to know why they vote for her, why they think she's so great. But then a lot of the people I see at the Hillary rallies, like in front of all these young people that don't know anything, that for some reason the Democrats are seen as like the cool kids, the cool party. I don't want to be no Republican fuddy-duddy. I want to be a cool kid. And I don't get that. To me, it's not about Republican or Democrat. I kind of look at it like this. I feel like this. The sooner you realize that that Gary Johnson is a second party candidate, not a third party candidate, the better off you'll be. To me, Republican or Democrat, there really is no difference. John McCain is a progressive. He may be in the Republican Party, but he's a progressive. He's liberal. So is Mitch McConnell. So is Lindsey Graham. They're in the Republican Party, but they're basically liberals. They might as well have a D in front of their name. Might as well. See, but we're conspiracy kooks. There's no voter fraud. Get over it. Get over it. I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, I never thought I would see a day in this country where you would have people that would sit there and try to keep someone from being elected. I, for one, don't like the way this country's going. I've said this before, but I'm not going to burn a flag. I'm not going to kneel during the national anthem. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm going to stand up. Trump's not perfect. He's not, but I've been screwed over by every other politician. Let's give someone else a chance. I mean, there's, I think the Miami Herald is endorsing Hillary Clinton, and I guess it's a, they, we got into this, me and a guy that I don't really know, but he's friends with someone I know, so, and he's like, well, it's like a time-honored tradition, but like, it really means anything. I'm like, but I know it's a time-honored tradition, all this, but I always have that belief that, okay, if you're the Chicago Sun-Times, and you endorse Gary Johnson, how can you be objective? Because you're saying you want him to be president. I know it's a time-honored tradition, unless you're saying that, yeah, we're endorsing this person, but that hasn't, we're still going to be unbiased. We're still going to call out Hillary Clinton when she does something, or Donald Trump when they do something. And that's what I try to do. I try to call it both ways. I mean, it's to, like I bet, like I said to this one guy on Facebook, I said, it just is kind of, it just makes you wonder when you take and you look at all these women that all of a sudden, oh, Trump all of a sudden magically goat me. I know it's, wow, doesn't, isn't that coincidental, right before the elections, you know, a month before the elections, all of a sudden, oh yeah, I remember. What did all these women suddenly take member berries? Remember when Trump groped you? I remember. It's a South Park joke, if you can get it, you know. I remember. You know, really, like, I don't get it, you know. But then Trump has all these women and all this, and it's, oh, how dare he? But then you have a kid coming out saying 99% believes Bill Clinton's his dad, trying to get a DNA test, and it won't happen. Bill won't do it, I guess. But guess what? Oh, that's okay. One of my friends had the audacity, well, we already had one womanizer in there. We don't need two. I'm like, well, so voting for Hillary Clinton's not going to put old Bill back in the White House to do what he did again? I remember where if you had enough money and you paid the Clintons, they'd let you sleep there. There were some celebrities that said they paid like whatever the money was and they got to stay in the White House. Hey. But wow, I don't get it. I just don't. You know, if the FBI doesn't do something, I'm sorry. FBI's got to do something or else. I think they're opening the investigation to try to dispel distrust. You know, people, I think the liberal media doesn't really know what to do because most people are fed up. They know they're bought out. They know they're paid for. They know they're just throwing you a line of BS. That's why people want Trump, because they're fed up of politics as usual. I think most people realize part of what I've said before, that Gary Johnson is a second party candidate. You know, they believe that, okay, Republican or Democrat, you're getting screwed by both of them. And if you don't believe me, look at what happened when Bush left. We got a, whether if the elections weren't rigged, Obama got elected. It legitimately, we don't know if they were rigged or not, but let's just say he got voted legitimately. He legitimately won. There was no corruption. Okay, he's a Democrat. So we went from Republican to Democrat. House and Senate went to Democrats. They owned everything. And what happened? People didn't see any real change. So what they do, the next time they went around, the House and Senate became Republican owned. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. When are people going to realize that? Go back and forth. It's not going to change anything. So, I mean, what's it going to take for them to realize that, you know, we know there's voter fraud going on. Call it out. That's why all these media outlets on the internet are taking off like wildfire because people are tired of the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network or MSNBC because they're tired of the hearing the BS. That's why InfoWars is taking off. That's why people flock to the Blaze and flock to Young Turks and flock to all these conservative style networks that are calling it like they see it. Because they're tired of the lies. They're tired of the BS. They're tired of, hey, I'm not stupid. Okay, don't try to act like there's 50 million people at the Hillary rally. There's not. Well, this is what really gets me. This is what really sickens me. And where's this? Greenville, Mississippi. Hopewell Ministry Baptist Church was burned with the words "Vote Trump" on the church. My honest belief is there's not been one incident that I've seen. I've never seen video of Hillary flags being taken or Hillary signs or anything to the contrary that Trump people are doing anything wrong. It's all these Hillary people that are invoking fights and all this stuff. And guess what? I honestly, from what I've read, they don't have any leads or any suspects at this point, but I highly doubt that it's a Trump supporter doing this. Why would it? Because Trump is not against black people. He supports blacks. He wants to bring jobs back here. He's already told people in Detroit, hey, do what you're going to do. Take your jobs to Mexico. Take them down there. I'm going to put a 35% tariff on everything that comes back, and you ain't going to sell one of them dang cars. So go ahead. You know, he's like me. I am not against Mexicans. I'm against illegals that come across this border, no matter where they're from. Doesn't matter what country. Doesn't matter what country. Come here legally. Go through the system legally. I watch that Border Wars a lot, and this lady goes, we're not against Mexicans, but come here legally. That way we know who's here. If not, who knows who's crossing the border? Who knows who's in here? You can't say there's no terrorist in here because how do you know? You don't know who's crossed the border. I place a shadow of doubt. You can say, well, prove there's a terrorist in this country. So, well, prove there's not one. Prove there isn't one. We've already had bombings in this country, in New York and New Jersey, and ISIS took responsibility. And if they hadn't, then Obama could have talked about it because he would say, well, we can't jump to conclusions. Get Obama jump to conclusions, Matt. That's what we need to do. I mean, burning a church, really? That's not a Trump supporter. True Tea Party Trump supporter type people support blacks. They're the type of person that would, they'd be the first people at that church to help rebuild it, help put it back together. You know, that's just how it is. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really want to thank you for tuning in. Keep me in your prayers. Hopefully, I'm able to go to work tomorrow. I got to be there at 5 in the morning. I'll be up at 5. It's going to be a fun day. But, wow, I want to get into this because there's actually some unhappy customers with this KFC sign. It says, all uniformed police officers eat free all day, every day. And I guess they're not mad about the sign. I guess they're mad because, guess what? Why aren't, like, paramedics eating free? Why aren't, like, other people eating free? Why aren't, like, EMTs that are ambulance drivers and all that, why aren't they eating free? And all these other, you know, firefighters, why aren't they eating free? It's not necessarily just about, you know, oh, yeah, they're not mad that like fire, you know, policemen, you know, they're okay with them eating food. But they really want to know why isn't it including EMTs and firefighters and all this. I don't get it. I don't. You know, you can say, why don't you do that? But, you know, there's a lot of places where police officers get free coffee or free food or whatever, and that's great. But say, okay, that's wonderful, and I love this, and I'm not dissing this at all. But you should do it for the firefighters and for the EMTs and stuff also. You know, let them know that they're appreciated as well. You know, don't. And I just really sad to me, like, well, why aren't the EMTs? Why aren't the firefighters? And it's like, someone's always got to find something negative about anything, even a positive thing. I don't understand. Yeah, I don't know. It's I guess it's the America we're in. I was watching a video yesterday of a lady that was literally, or it was a guy that was filming all these people that were parking in handicapped spots that didn't have a placard. And this lady's like, stop filming me, stop filming me. You can't film me, you don't have permission. She's going ballistic. I'm like, well, first of all, you're parked in a legal spot. I won't be filming you if you weren't. And she's going off, and you don't have permission to film me and all this stuff. You can't film me. And I'm like, too bad I wasn't there, because I'd have been like, ma'am, let me just tell you something, just so you understand. Okay? When Girls Gone Wild was filming one time, they caught a 17-year-old girl that flashed herself, and she claimed child pornography and all this, and went after the Girls Gone Wild people and sued. And because she's in public, she lost the case. You know, if you're a 13-year-old girl and you run across the street naked and someone films you, you have no case because you're in the public. And she's going, you can't film me, all this stuff, and going ballistic. But first of all, you're in a handicapped spot that's needed for people like me and other people. Okay? And it was just, I mean, all these people don't even care. And I think that's where this society has gone. I'm going to park there. I don't care. You can't, you know, that's when you sit there and you just call 911. Because technically, if you just call 911. You know, but I think that's where this society has come. You know, instead of saying, hey, thank you for offering free meals to the police officers, you know, they're like, well, why isn't the EMTs and the firefighters this way? And they're like, complain. I mean, you could easily say, well, this is, I want to give you, this is awesome what you're doing for the police officers. That is amazing. But maybe you should also consider the firefighters and the EMTs and letting them eat free, too. Just a suggestion. You don't have to. Don't get your panties in the wad because, well, yeah, well, you're not helping firefighters. What about them? Why aren't they eating free? You know, where's this society coming to that people complain about even things that are being done good? I don't know. I mean, I'm sick and tired of being sick, but I still try to look at the good of what's going on. I got to see family. I got to see some cousins and stuff, and it was a good time. You know, I try to look at the good in things. It's hard sometimes, but I do. I try to look at the good, and that's what we need to do in this country. Instead of complaining about someone trying to do something positive, all you have to do is make a suggestion. You know, I'm glad what you did. It's awesome. But maybe you can do this next time. Whatever. I mean, Bill Murray didn't have to give that ticket to that lady. He's just like, here you go. Let's party down. Let's win this one for Harry Carey. I wonder if he'd be called the Big Gipper. Let's win one for the Gipper. Harry Carey. Now I'm wondering if they're ever going to bring back that stylus eyeglasses that he wore. But it's I think that was great because it, for like at least one day, there was so much pop, for like at least half a day or so, it's all positive posts. Granted, it was all like World Series stuff, but still, it was something to say, yeah, he's still there. Yes, it was. I think what it was is up in heaven, some of Jesus' followers, you know, they did a burnt offering of the goat. Yeah. And the curse is over. So, but you gotta look at the positive things in life. Just like this, I wanna get into this one because I've met this guy twice. He's a cool dude. Peyton Manning is an amazing, amazing guy. And there's a Texas elementary school teacher, Rhonda Jacobs, from Tagu Elementary School in Pasadena, Texas, and she's been battling cancer, and kind of makes you want to pick up the phone with a number you don't recognize, because on the other end of that phone was Peyton Manning, and he talked to her and gave her words of encouragement, and that's a stand. He is a stand-up guy to begin with, and that does not surprise me, him doing that, because that's just who he is, you know. Would I see Colin Kaepernick do that? No, I don't see that. But, I mean, Peyton Manning, I remember I was at Williams and Snowman. He came in, he's like, I want this and this and this and this and this and anything else you can think of, put it on my account and send it to my house, thanks, and walked out. I wouldn't even know. I was working. I was the stock person. He's like, well, what did he tell you? I'm like, this, and this, and I'm one of these people that'd be like, well, that's kind of, holy, I don't know what, like, I'd be like, and he's just like, yeah, I want to say this and that, and I'm like, dang. You know, when you're talking like two sets of all clad and all this stuff, and she goes, I said, anything else? She goes, yeah, anything you can find that would go with this stuff, do it. I know you don't work down here, but he talked to you, so you do it. And it was just like, wow. Pretty cool. but then someone like him, you know, as soon as he spotted, he'd have 80 million people around him. So, but it's just neat. I remember one time, and this Dale Sr. one time called this kid who was like having issues with cancer and stuff. And Dale talked to him for like 3 hours on the phone. And the mom said not more than 3 days later, a truck pulled up with like four boxes full of what they called like free junk. But it was all kinds of hats and shirts and stuff I'd go nuts over. And that kid went, I mean, like little die-cast cars and matchbox. I mean, excuse me, but it was just like, and that's how Dale Sr. was. I'm just like Peyton Manning. And it's stories like this. And I guess that's why I do my support group, because, you know, I have a myopathy, and I'm actually probably going to write on there tonight a little bit before I go to bed. But it's just one of those things that I'm like, right now I'm struggling dealing with being like I'm sick, not like I'm having something attached to me. Like even when I feel okay, I still feel like something's there, but I've almost got it. And then it seems like it, like, okay, now I'm back to, like, square one again, and then I feel like I almost get it, and I'm back to square one again, and, you know, when there's a song by, I think it's Casting Crowns, Broken Together, and it's a song about people that have a relationship with God, but it's broken, you know, and I understand that. You start, there's times when, like, okay, what do I have this muscle? What do I have this? And you just say, this is what God gave me, I'm going to make the best of it. And that's what we try to do in that support group. I guess I try to be that, okay, here, you can come here and you can get encouragement from other people who deal with the same stuff you do. You know, you don't have to be a Peyton Manning to be someone that can be an inspiration to others, or, you know, just, you know, it doesn't take money to be there for someone. You know, I mean, the Cubs last night were an inspiration to every single one in America. Unless you were a Cleveland Indians fan, I can almost guarantee you every single person in this country was rooting for the Cubs. How could you not? And even if you're a Cleveland Indians fan, how could you be? I was just Melissa, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Holy beep. To me, it'll be like 9/11. Where were you when the Cubs won the World Series? I know exactly where I was. And I'm like, I'll be the first person as a Tigers fan is that the GOAT, they ain't never going to win. They might make it there, but they ain't. I would have never. But when you see Murphy's Bleachers and it's packed. Now, I have friends that have actually that work near Chicago, and they've been by there taking pictures at Wrigley with the sign. And okay, now Cubs fans, now what's next? Okay, you won the World Series. Now where do you go? You got to win it next year. Just kidding. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm talking about it probably more than normal, but I'm a baseball fan. It's just exciting to see. It kind of reminds me of Hoosiers to see the Mile and High Indians go all the way. In the movie, it was the Hickory Huskers, but you know, just to see that team that you never thought would win. Now the thing you guys got to come up with is, what are you going to call yourselves? Because you can't be the Lovable Losers because you won. So. Maybe they need to have a contest. Got about 17 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much, wherever you're tuning in from anywhere. But I got to get into a funny story. I texted this to a friend, Angie of mine. She posted this on Facebook yesterday, so I had to give her my version of this. Because my wife works at a furniture store, and we get this a lot. We're in Lafayette, Indiana. And we get a lot of people that will look up and they'll call places here, and they live in Louisiana because there's a Lafayette, Louisiana. And she owns High Expectations, and she started in Waynestown and did a floral shop and started to do balloons. And she is incredible. I mean, she makes arches for proms and weddings, and she's actually been to conventions where she actually took lessons from like a guy that in 1979, I guess, developed the first like spiral arch. And she can do amazing things. She can't really make like, if you ever saw the Unpoppables on TLC, which I thought was cool as heck, she can't make like the chairs and couches and stuff. But I mean, she does arches and all kinds of stuff. And these people called up and they said, okay, we need 150 latex balloons, these three colors, whatever, with strings. And she called to confirm the address. And when she did that, the address, they're like, we're in Louisiana. She goes, She goes, I would have been late for the delivery because trying to get all the way to Louisiana. So I don't know how that would work. Like, would they be still responsible for it? Or I would think they would, but who knows? Because someone says, hopefully they paid for it. But I don't know what she did with them. But my dad, one time, he was coming back from like Turkey or Saudi Arabia because he used to work for National Homes and International Revision. And he got into O'Hare, and from O'Hare was coming to Chicago. And I hadn't seen him in like 6 months. So I'm like excited to see him. And they're getting ready to deboard the plane. And this lady sitting next to him, she goes, man, that's the quickest flight I've ever had. What do you mean? The flight, it's always this quick. She goes, no, it's usually not this quick, I don't think. And she goes out and she goes, this doesn't look familiar. She goes, what are you talking about? It doesn't look familiar. This is Purdue Airport. It always looks like this. She goes, what do you mean Purdue Airport? This is West Lafayette/Lafayette, Indiana. She goes, this isn't Louisiana? He goes, no. This isn't Lafayette, Louisiana. He goes, no, this is Lafayette, Indiana. We're basically in West Lafayette. Holy. And they did her ticket to go to Lafayette, Indiana/West Lafayette, not Louisiana. So they had to put her up in a hotel room, you know, until she could get another flight. It was just a night. And that was just hilarious. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Because I've had that one time where I was at an airport in Arizona, and I was in like 2 hour delay. No big deal. I can wait 2 hours until the plane gets here. And I had a right brain, left brain issue. Well, the right brain's like, okay, what are you doing just sitting here? And my left brain's like, oh, I can do this. I can sit here for 2 hours. And what my right brain was telling me was what I wasn't thinking of is, yeah, I can wait 2 hours, but wait a minute. By the time I get to Denver, I'll miss my connection to Indy. So I go up there and I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss my connection. Yep. Wait. Okay. Let me see what I'm going to do. Let me see what I can figure out. And I went and called Dad and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it back. So I go back up to the counter and I get like a hotel room for the night. And then I get a plane flight in the morning and they had ish the plane wasn't there when I got there. Then when I get to Denver, we get on the plane and we're there for like 20 minutes and hello folks. This is United Airlines. I'm your head stewardess. We're gonna wait here about 5 more minutes and we'll get back with you because right now we have no one to fly the plane. We have no flight crew. So hold on. And 5 minutes later, they said, we're going to deboard you and we're going to see what's going to happen. And we get deboarded. They give us $5 for lunch, which is a deal because I only got $10 for dinner. And then finally, after like a half an hour, they got us a flight crew and we got back. And so I'm not a big fan of flight travel.
After what we've been through on the train, you're going to complain about that on the flight?
Well, I mean,
Really?
but any, I mean, when you sit there and have to go through all the, it was just a lot. I mean, it's not, neither of them are good. You don't want to go through either, but I guess the flight would be a little bit easier. But there was no guarantee that we'd even have a flight crew. So, I mean, it could have been where I could have been stranded in Denver again. But then they would have had to sit there, and the guy goes, "Well, I've already got another flight booked just in case." I'm like, "I'm doing that right now." And right when I'm about ready to get my flight booked, I said, "Cancel it." They got us a flight crew. And he goes, "Really?" So we had to cancel it. He goes, "No, I'll just see if I can transfer it to another thing." And he did that and used it another day. But it's just one of those fun things, you know. I'm not all politics when I talk, so. You know, I thought that was so funny when she posted that, like when I called to find out the address and it's in Louisiana, I'm like, when I get time, I gotta write you this story about my dad because it was, you know, we get that all the time. My wife says she gets calls all the time at the furniture store thinking it's Louisiana and it's not. Which that happens all the time. When I look up stuff, it'll bring up Louisiana all the time, and I just type Lafayette, Louisiana. Even though I think it would be directionally coordinated, so like you would think your phone or whatever or computer would know that you're near Indiana. But I mean, still, if I type in Lafayette 9 times out of 10, it comes Louisiana, unless I've typed it in so many times that it just recognizes and instantly comes up as whatever. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a lot of fun though. I just gets that's what I love to get those stories like Peyton Manning and Bill Murray because I mean he's a class act. Bill Murray, he's just one of the. I mean, how many celebrities would just go, here's a ticket? Not too many, probably. You know, and we got to remember, folks, I'm just a human being. I have emotions, I have feelings, just like anyone else. Just because I'm on this the radio, you know, we're human beings. You know, if I've had a couple people who, because of somebody I know on Facebook, they found me and they'll come up and like, you do that radio show? I'm like, yepper. And they'll want to ask me a question or whatever, and I have no problem. I'm like, you know, he's nice about it. He's like, yeah, I got a question. You know, what do you think about this? Or what do you think? You know, I'm like, okay, well, this is how I feel, you know, because like I told a friend of mine, I said, you know what? I don't care who you vote for. If you like Hillary Clinton, vote for her. Know what she stands for. Know what she's about. You know, Trump reminds me of the show Cool Runnings, the movie, you know, when he goes into the office with all the execs and he goes, you know, it doesn't matter if these people come in first or 50th. They did everything you ask of them, and you were all laughing in their face when they did it. They get the right to represent their country. You know, that's what the Olympics are all about. And 17 years ago, I forgot that. Don't you go do the same. And I don't care who you vote for. Just know what they stand for. And now, after I've voted, because I've already voted, they have like a thing on Facebook now where you can look up your area code and it'll tell you who you're allowed to vote for in your precinct and it'll give you some information about them in case maybe you want to know about the judge. Because there's been a couple times where I didn't vote for a judge because I didn't know anything about him. And I don't want to vote for someone that I don't know enough about him. But get out there and vote, folks. Not many countries do you get that privilege every 2 years to vote. Now I want to get into some Europa League action that happened today. It was some exciting action. I want to get into mainly Manchester United because they're my team and they are right now in the table. They're in Group A and they're in third place with 6 points. And they lost to Fenerbahce 2-1. And the lone goal was near the end of the game by Wayne Rooney. And when I was listening and watching the game, because I was just taking it easy today and I was watching the game, Alexi Lawless was on there and he's like, you know, he kind of feels that, okay, everyone talks about United in the glory days and the member berries and remember about Alex Ferguson and all this stuff. And, you know, he didn't say that, but he's just like, remember, you know, everyone brings up the glory days with Alex Ferguson and all this stuff. I'm like, well, I kind of do, but, you know, what the way they played that style of football back in the 80s and early 90s, I don't think would win a Premier League title or a Europa League title or a UEFA Champions League title now. It's a different style of football. And I think he feels that maybe Jose Mourinho cannot adapt to this new style of football. Maybe that's the issue that they're having is he's used to, this is his style of football and this is how he's used to playing and other teams have adapted and he can't adapt and, you know, and he feels that that might be an issue because they got the players, they got the talent. And I feel like we're not any better off than we were when we had Louis van Gaal. Maybe we're better with Louis van Gaal. I kind of think we were playing a little bit better. I just feel like something's missing. Like there's no, like, I don't know if it's a let's tank so that Mourinho is let go and we get someone we want or what. I don't know. I don't see a drive there, like a heart. I mean, there was a free kick where David and Gabby De Gea just kind of, like, he should have went for the ball, and it seemed like he just, okay, like, I don't know if it's like, okay, by the time he realized they had kicked the penalty shot, the free kick, that by the time he realized it was kicked, it was, like, too late to move or what? Because he really didn't do anything. He didn't show, like, okay, like, I don't know, like, there was no effort there. And I just don't know if, I mean, we've got the players. We've got the talent. Most of the players on Manchester United's team, any other team would die to have them. And they just don't seem to be. And I guess that's the big question amongst fans and amongst the media is what can they do? Is it Mourinho? Is it the players? Is it the fact that we're playing in it, like what the setup and how you would have a team as a 4-4-2, you know, is it changing how he would set up his team to play, you know? Is it going to change up as a 3-3-2-1 setup, or however he sets it up? Is he setting it up the way they would have done it back in the day, and he just can't adjust to this new style of football? Which I don't know. It just makes you, you get frustrated because you feel like, okay, well, they have a couple, and a couple things I noticed, at least when I saw the game, the match today, is sometimes you have to go for glory. There were times where I feel like Wayne Rooney should have kicked the ball and tried to score instead of trying to not be selfish and pass it, when I think he should have just taken that shot and gone for it, because he had, and when he tried to, I'm not going to go for glory and I'm going to be a team player, and when he tried to pass it on, that's when it just, okay, bang, he got surrounded and the chance went away. Sometimes you have to go for glory. Because if you got the shot, sometimes you got to take it. And he had a couple chances where I thought were very good that he should have taken it, and he didn't. And you know, there's times where you need to be a team player, but there's times where, not always, but there's times where, hey, you should have taken the shot. We're not gonna harp on you if you have a shot. Take it, you know. You're the captain. You've been there a long time. You should know when to take it and when to kind of say, nah. You know, because there's times when you don't want to be selfish and you want to pass the ball, and there's times when you need to take the shot. And I think there's a couple times in that game you should have just shot for it. You just went for it. Got about just under 2 minutes, and I want to thank you all for tuning into the program that you're a part of. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and that's, you know, something's going to have to give with United. I don't know if there's one answer, and if there is, because I feel like we're no better off with, it's not like we're like, holy cow, look at this. Yep, Van Gaal's gone, we got Mourinho, we're winning games, we're second in the Premier League, you know, it's kind of like we're not better off than we were, and we're not worse, and we're probably a little worse off than we were, but we're not any, you know, we're not better by any stretch. I don't know if it's the team or the players, but I just don't see like a drive there. It's like, okay, I don't know, it's just, I don't see like a unity, like they're all on the same page. Like, I don't know if there's some people that say, hey, I support what he's trying to do, and other people say, I don't support it, and they don't want to do it. I don't know. I think the locker room would tell a lot if you can have a hidden mic in there. So that's pretty much all I have for tonight, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. And until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.